Does living in God's economy really make a difference during hard economic times? We'll hear one family's testimony today on Money Life. Hi, I'm Dave Ball here in studio with our host, Chuck Bentley. Chuck, we're going to hear the story of Gail Rudolph in just a few minutes.
Well, Gail and her husband both have been through layoffs in these past few years, and because of God's faithfulness, he has provided, and she's got a wonderful testimony, Dave.
Well, we'll hear Gail's testimony in just a moment, but first we want to know, what's your money personality?
Well, Investopedia says that everybody fits into one of these five. I want to see which one you fit into, Dave. First, big spenders. If you're a big spender, you like luxury cars, the latest electronics, and designer clothes. I know that's not you, Dave. You don't wait for bargains, and you buy things as soon as they're available. Next one, shoppers. If you're a shopper, you want the same things the spenders do, but you won't buy them unless you get a good deal. You're concerned about debt, but not enough to stop shopping, even for things that you don't need. The next personality group is debtors. If you're a debtor, you like to buy things too, and it results in you regularly spending more than you make. You may be broke, but you keep spending money. Savers, if you're a saver, you're always looking for ways to cut costs. You value saving more money than having the latest stuff, and you don't like using credit cards. The fifth money personality is investors. If you're an investor, you think of money as a tool. You spend a lot of time trying to find the best way to put it to work so you'll have more money. And the last personality group, givers. If you're a giver, you seek to be generous with the resources God's given you. You receive joy when you give to the Lord or to other people. And we're thankful that describes many of our listeners. So, Dave, which one are you? Take a pick.
Well, you know, Chuck, I'm probably a combo of several of those.
So you're a multiple personality.
Yeah, I don't think I would be a debtor, but I don't know that I would actually be a saver where I'm just completely obsessed with not spending money.
Well, you've eliminated shopper, right? You're not the big spender. You're not a shopper.
So I'm kind of probably a combination between a shopper, investor, and giver.
Okay.
Kind of all three there.
Yeah, I think everybody's a little bit of multiple personality in these matters. You can't be just one. You have to do a little bit of all of them.
Yeah.
And I know for me, I actually get more joy out of giving than any of the other categories, but I practice some of the other habits as well.
Well, if you'd like to read more about money personalities, go to crown.org and click Money Life. We'll have a link to that Investopedia article. Next, we'll talk to a woman who was laid off and then her husband lost his job too. Find out how they survived when Money Life and Crown Financial Ministries returns.
Are you stuck at a dead-end job but have no idea what else you could do for a living? If you feel trapped by your current employment and long to invest your skills and talents in work that brings you deep satisfaction, then you need to get a copy of the Work Your Money Discovery Kit from Crown Financial Ministries. The Work Your Money Discovery Kit will help you identify your unique personality profile through the Crown Money Map Personality ID Assessment. Then, with the help of the Work Your Money Discovery Kit booklet, you'll be able to apply your unique profile results right away and begin the process of finding the work you were built to do. Download the Work Your Money Discovery Kit right now at crown.org/discover or call 1-800-722-1976 and request a printed copy. Either way, it's free, but only for a limited time. Take advantage of the special free offer today at crown.org/discover or call 800-722-1976.
Welcome back to Money Life. Today we're going to be hearing how a family made it through two layoffs without going deeply into debt. You know, if you find yourself either unemployed or underemployed right now, why not take this opportunity to explore what God created you to do? In order to help you do that, we're offering a free resource this month called the Work Your Money Discovery Kit. Now, this kit includes a personality assessment, which will help you better understand how God wired you. It also comes with an application guide that will show you how your attitude about money will affect both your job and your career. Again, the Work Your Money Discovery Kit is free, but only for a limited time. So take advantage of the special offer today by going to crown.org/discover and download the kit right now. If you prefer, call us at 1-800-722-1976 and request your printed copy of the Work Your Money Discovery Kit. Either way, it's free. Calling 1-800-722-1976 or online at crown.org/discover and get your Work Your Money Discovery Kit.
And our guest today is Gail Rudolph from Meridian, Kansas, who's got a great testimony about putting God's financial principles into practice. Gail, welcome to Money Life.
Well, thank you.
I'm looking forward to sharing your story with our audience today. Would you tell us a little bit about your family? You and your husband, David, have a family of all girls. Is that right?
We do. We have four girls, 23, 18, 9, and 7. And we also have three absolutely adorable grandchildren, a little boy who's 3 and a half, a girl that's 2, and a 4-month-old grandbaby girl.
Well, that's exciting to hear that you have a large family. It sounds almost like ours in terms of that spread in ages. Now, tell us, when did you first start learning about God's financial principles?
When I was working back at this company called Jostens, a yearbook company, we were allotted the opportunity to have headphones. And I was a new Christian, and listening to Christian radio stations, I come across Larry Burkett. And the more I listened to him, the more he made sense. It just got to where I looked forward after lunch to coming in and turning on my headphones. And
so how long ago was that, Gail? Do you remember?
I want to say back in the late 80s.
Wow, that's almost back to the very beginning. That's amazing. So when you started listening to Larry at work, did it impress you that maybe you wanted to apply those principles to your life? Did you start making changes to your finances?
I did. It broke my heart a lot of times hearing how some of the people had come on and not just on this, but just even the life stories of the people that I worked around were having such incredible, heartbreaking stories about their finances. And so it was nice to say, hey, turn this on and listen to this guy. He seems to know what he's talking about. And, you know, one of the first things that I had learned about him was how not to co-sign. And, boy, am I glad that I didn't.
Yeah.
You know, because I worked with 160 other ladies and a few men. So seeing how some of that had turned down, it's like, yeah, that makes perfect sense. And just, I think the major thing that I learned, though, was that everything belongs to God. And that helped me loosen up so much of what I was trying to keep a hold of. But when somebody did have a need, I learned, don't loan it to them. Give it to them if you can.
Yeah, that's great, Gail. Well, I know that you started to apply those principles in your life from the very beginning, but something happened in your own experience back in 2003 that might have been a disaster, but because you were prepared, it wasn't. Tell us about the experience of losing your job.
Prior to losing my job, our boss had given us about a 2-year warning that there was technology in place that would take over our job. Instead of putting things together manually, it would become automated, and that we needed to either get an education or find another job. And because of the principles that I had put into place by listening to Larry about saving and paying things off, knowing that this was coming, and we also found out that we were pregnant with our third baby, but I knew that I didn't want to start at the bottom of the seniority and the bottom of the pay. So I started putting a lot into savings in anticipation of this coming along because I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. So it was just putting all of this into practice, and it just became a reality when that time came when I got laid off that we were prepared. We had everything but the house paid off, and it was wonderful.
So, Gail, did you go back to school as your employer suggested, or did you just go home and stay home with your baby at that time?
Actually, I have been going to school. I've been paying everything in cash. The last couple of years, I have been doing a Pell Grant, but I am going to school with the intention of getting my business degree in finance because I just feel so strongly about helping people out with that.
Wow. So here you are. You've been through a layoff. You've had now 2 children since the layoff. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And you've been able to pay cash to go back to school and get your education?
For the majority of it, yes.
Oh, that's just a remarkable testimony. Now, unfortunately, that wasn't the only layoff that was going to happen in your family. What happened just 2 years ago?
as my youngest got into kindergarten, I decided to sign up because I had had my 60 hours in. I thought I would substitute teach. And on a Friday, my first time at the job, I was approached about they had such a great need. They needed to have paraeducators as well as substitute teachers. And I thought, okay, you know, I can do mornings and still give me time in the afternoon to study for my schooling. So I took it. And then that next Monday, my husband was told, today's your last day.
Mm.
So it was quite a surprise because we lost our health insurance and life insurance, and it was quite a surprise.
So when did that happen, Gail?
Exactly 2 years ago in September.
And you were not emotionally prepared for that at all, it sounds like.
No.
How did you first react to that?
Definitely started praying. We still had our 6 months of savings, but because he was getting unemployment, we relied on that, and we just did our best not to be extravagant with anything and try not to touch anything unless we absolutely had to, because, again, all the practices that we had put into place, we didn't have anything except for the mortgage.
And how long was David out of work, Gail?
He has had his current job now for 3 weeks, but he worked a little bit off and on in three other jobs. The longest one was for about 7 months.
Well, we've got to take a break, Gail, but when we come back, I want to hear how you and your husband, David, endured that 2-year layoff. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll take a break and be right back. Hi, this is Chuck. We'll get back to today's program shortly, but I want to take a minute to tell you about a brand new resource that will help you make a little more money each month. It's called Creative Ways to Increase Your Income. The Creative Ways to Increase Your Income audio CD is packed with practical ideas and tips that you can use right now. Learn how to promote your innovative ideas and get paid for it. Discover the power of gigonomics. That's using odd jobs to create sustainable income. And find out how to network more effectively. The audio CD will even teach you how to put your savings to work. I encourage you to get this resource for yourself or someone you know who needs it.
Go to crown.org/message or call 1-800-722-1976, and we'll send you this timely resource for a gift of any amount. This offer for the Creative Ways to Increase Your Income audio CD is for a limited time only, so call 1-800-722-1976 or visit us at crown.org/message today. Welcome back to this edition of Money Life. Dave Ball here along with our host, Chuck Bentley. And today we're hearing the testimony of Gail Rudolph. By living in God's economy, Gail's family has survived 2 layoffs in the past years without sinking deep into debt. And we'll hear the rest of Gail's story in just a moment. But if right now you're in a place where you're just not making enough money to meet your family's needs, or you know someone in that financial situation, we've got a resource that can help. It's called Creative Ways to Increase Your Income. Now, this audio CD has 10 great ideas for how you can make more, like becoming more valuable to your employer, working side jobs, or earning more with your savings. To get the Creative Ways to Increase Your Income for yourself or someone else, go to crown.org/message or call 1-800-722-1976. Make a donation of any amount and we'll send this audio CD to you right away. This is a special offer for only a limited time, so take advantage of it today. Call 1-800-722-1976 or crown.org/message for the Creative Ways to Increase Your Income audio CD.
So, Gail, David wasn't able to work steadily for a couple of years, and a lot of families would have been totally wiped out by that life experience. How have you and David managed through that?
I believe that God has put so many things into place that have helped hold us up. Definitely saving for that rainy day, saving up for the emergencies. You know things are going to happen, and you may not know exactly what it is, but being prepared in somewhat of a way, it is such a relief. Now, I just give all the glory to God for the things that He has put in my life in learning and the tools and the resources, relying on Him and trusting Him and, of course, the help of others.
And David was able to find part-time jobs or short-term jobs in the interim. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And so he pieced together those jobs, and he just went back to work in a full-time position. How do you feel now, Gail?
I'm very relieved. I've kept my job through the school, and I am hoping that this stays as is because so many companies now hire on a part-time or a temporary position, and we still have to make it through that, but I know that we will.
Yes, and your job with the school system has also kicked in at about the right time, too, hasn't it?
It has.
Now, David's been back at work for 3 weeks, but you've been through a lot through the last 2 years, and really since 2003, it hasn't been as steady as maybe you had anticipated.
No.
How have you stayed at peace, Gail? What are some of the practices in your life that have helped you as a mother of four and now a grandmother get through all of these challenges?
By taking care of our needs first and our wants, definitely trusting in God. Back in 2005, I had a gallbladder attack and had to have it removed, and we were not prepared for that financially. But I know God puts things into place for you. My father had passed away 10 years prior to that, and we had found out 10 years later that he had left a small life insurance policy, and that is how we took care of my operation and was able to purchase another vehicle with that. So definitely trusting in God and then going with the wisdom that people that have the talent in this area, just listening to them and then applying it to your life.
And you almost have your home paid for, is that right?
Yes, it'll be less than 2 years. And then after this, we've already got plans that we still have over 20 years before retirement, and we're going to start planning towards that, putting more money towards, you almost know Social Security is not going to be around, and so we've been concentrating more on that.
Well, I'm with you on that one, Gail. I think that's great wisdom to be planning for your retirement and not counting on Social Security. Now, I want to turn it over instead of answering my questions. I know many people who are listening would want to know what advice you have for them if they're facing the loss of one job or possibly two jobs in a home like you've been through. If people are potentially facing a layoff, what advice would you give them right now?
Well, I would say don't wait for it to happen. Start preparing yourself now. God has given the tools and the resources, as I say, especially, through you guys have a lot of wisdom that people can glean from. And start now. Don't put it off because you know something's going to happen. You don't know what it is, but something will come along. And at least if this part of it is taken care of and you're prepared financially, it just makes it so much easier for your life. And my children have picked up on that. They, watching how my 23-year-old, she's still young and has things that she and her husband have to go through, but, watching her pay things in cash, and my 18-year-old just paid a car off with cash, and it's just prepare yourself.
And, Gail, did you have any particular method that you used to save money? How did you go about it?
With a budget. I know how much is going in each area of things, and then we do have a little set aside for emergencies that we do not put into savings, but everything goes into savings because if we do want something, we know it's going to be there.
So you live on a budget, and you set up your savings account, and you keep an emergency account as well. Is that right?
I have two different savings because we have one that is for the emergencies. And then we have one where, we're going to need a washer. We have that particular account set up for sort of short-term savings.
Well, Gail, I'm so delighted to hear your testimony that you've been listening for all these years, and not only listening, but applying God's financial principles to your life. I want to thank you for sharing your testimony with us today, and God bless you, and God bless David. And I'm so thankful that he's been provided for, and he's back at work, and that you have been able to stay at peace through all these experiences. Thanks for joining us, Gail.
Well, thank you for being a blessing to our life.
You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
Why is there always more month than money? It seems no matter how careful you run short of cash every month. Well, if you're tired of digging for change in order to buy dinner, you need to check out the new resource from Crown Financial Ministries, Creating a Spending Plan Video Workshop. Building a real-world budget has never been easier. The Creating a Spending Plan Video Workshop will have you up and running in less than 2 hours. You'll be able to track where your money is being spent and how to manage what you have according to God's financial principles. Hey, in today's economy, it's a must to live by a budget. And the Creating a Spending Plan Video Workshop makes creating that budget a snap. Right now, you can save 20% off our regular price for the Creating a Spending Plan Video Workshop. This is a limited-time offer, so go to crown.org right now to watch it online or call 1-800-722-1976 and order the DVD. That's 800-722-1976 or crown.org for the Creating a Spending Plan Video Workshop.
Welcome back to this final segment of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. As we wrap up this program, the verse Proverbs 21:20 comes to mind as a great summary of Gail's story.
Dave, Proverbs 21:20 says, "The wise man saves for the future, but the foolish man spends whatever he gets." And anytime I think about the Proverbs, I think about the way that wisdom is personified as crying out in the street to follow the way of wisdom. And this is certainly a practical way to do it, which is to save for the future. And Gail heeded that wisdom, and because of it, she was prepared not only for one job loss, but for two. And for me, it just strengthens the beauty of God's word that when we take it to heart, we are always prepared for whatever may come our way.
Well, her preparation started long before her employer gave her that 1 year notice. She and her husband began the process of living on a budget many years before.
Well, she gave a pretty matter-of-fact answer when I asked, "What's the process that you followed?" A budget.
Right, right.
You know, that's the truth. When you have a budget, you can spend money on purpose, and you're able to save money in order to have it set aside in an emergency account. And, Dave, that's one of the reasons that we created a new resource for our listeners, because so many people want to be on a budget. They talk about being on a budget, but they really never do it. Or they've tried it and not been successful, so they're just sort of stuck and paralyzed in trying to get by. But this new resource called Creating a Spending Plan, it's a Money Life video workshop, is excellent for people who want to take it home in the privacy of their own home and just go over and over and over the teaching. I do the Biblical Foundation, and then Kevin Shahan joins me and does the practical application. It's designed for individuals to be able to implement an actual spending plan, and then if it's working for you, take it to church with you and teach other people in a small group setting.
Well, as a special introductory offer this month, the new resource Creating a Spending Plan is available for 20% off its regular price. So to take advantage of it, go to crown.org and watch Creating a Spending Plan online, or call 1-800-722-1976 and order the Creating a Spending Plan DVD. Either way, you get 20% off, but only for a limited time. So call 1-800-722-1976 or go to crown.org today for the Creating a Spending Plan video workshop. And Chuck, tomorrow on Money Life, we'll get an update from our good friend, Rusty Leonard.
Well, Rusty's not only going to give us an economic update, he's going to share some insights of what he thinks is going to happen in the final days leading up to this historic November 2nd election. I think you'll want to hear Rusty's insights. He's always very, very accurate.
He is, and that's tomorrow on Money Life. By the way, if you joined our program late today, or if you'd like to hear it again, you can do that by going to crown.org and click on Money Life. While you're there, if you'd like to sign up for the free podcast, then you'll never miss an edition of Money Life. We'll send it directly to your home computer. It's all available at crown.org. Well, thanks for listening today, and join us again tomorrow for another edition of Money Life.